Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And, you know, I love the trend of natural hair. You don't see a lot of moms putting perm in their kids' hair. You know, middle school, you see a lot of girls with natural hair. And I think because technology and modalities of how to keep your natural hair has just increased so much in this day and time. It's a beautiful thing. Joining me this morning, Azza Shakura. She is the founder of Miss Natural Nation Company. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am great. So tell us, why did you start Miss Natural Nation Company?
Well, my daughter is actually the inspiration behind the Miss Natural Nation Company, and I wanted something that had a lots of glitz and glamour that represented Black girls and natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are other Black images out there, but it's not anything really specific towards natural hair, you know, and so I really wanted to focus on that and really encourage more young girls to love their hair.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's amazing to me. I got a chance to hang out with a young lady, and her hair is natural. It's long. It's nice. But she wears wigs and weaves all the time.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, why are you hiding your hair? I don't understand. And so I'm beginning to ask, you know, women that. So what does your hair look like under there? You know, oh, it's natural, it's nice, it's this, but well, so why do you have a weave or why do you have a wig? Because it's convenient, it's easy, I don't have to do anything to my hair. But, you know, I often wonder, so what does that do to the natural hair to cover it up or to weave it all the time, you know?
And see, that's the thing. If you ask us, just ask around, you know, how old were you when you got a perm? A lot of us will say a very, very early age, 5, 6, 7. And so you grow up not knowing how to manage your hair. You know, I was about 5 years old when I got my perm.
Really?
And so you have to learn how to do your hair. You know, I mean, prior to the transatlantic slave trade, we were doing great.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we were doing our hair for centuries, and so we have to get into the habit of learning how to do our hair.
Yeah, how to manage it. Gosh, I was probably a teenager before I got my first perm. We had to sit in the back with that little hot stove and the straightening
and
comb.
The hot comb.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All that popping and crying and all. So I wouldn't know what that's like at an early age, I think. I think definitely 5 is too early, but some parents don't want to deal with that hair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, I've seen stories as early as 3 with a perm.
What?
And honestly, I mean, that's awful because perms burn your hair.
It
leaves gas. And so the idea that people are doing it as early as 3 years old.
Wow.
In my opinion, that's some serious self-hatred, in my opinion.
Oh.
You know, I mean, we really need to evaluate what we think, you know, how we look at ourselves. And that's why I'm glad that it's becoming more of a trend for natural hair to be kind of a norm, because it's kind of eliminating that oh, I can't deal with this, or I don't know what to do with this, or I prefer my hair to be straight as opposed to natural, because most of it comes because we just don't know how to do it.
But you know what?
Or we think that it's ugly.
But I was getting ready to say, a lot of women think they look better with straight hair. But I have seen some absolutely beautiful, beautiful women with natural hair. Their children have natural hair. And it's just lovely when you know what to do with it. And I think it all comes down to education.
It really, really does. You know, I was watching a documentary, I don't know if you've seen it, called Dark Girls. And they were talking about how Black women had the lowest self-esteem in the country.
Wow.
And it's solely based on appearance. Because we live in a society that says, you know, your hair isn't good enough unless it's straight, or your skin's too dark,
right,
or your nose is too wide. And, you know, people are doing the contour thing now to make their noses slimmer. You know, and I'm just looking at Black women like, wow, you know, we are gorgeous women. And that's another reason why I started Miss Natural Nation, because I'm like, look, we're here. You know, we are gorgeous just the way we are. We don't have to do all this extra stuff to be considered good enough.
But I think society has to give us permission, so to speak, to say you're okay the way you are. That the South African model, Lupe, I don't know her last name, but she is absolutely gorgeous in her way, you know, and somebody else is gorgeous in their way. I mean, you have, it's like they have to give us permission to say, oh, okay, you want to do natural thing? Okay, you look all right that way, you know, and then we'll do it. So we're not looking from within, we're looking from without, and that's very unfortunate.
Yeah, it says a lot about our progressive as far as the black image, mm-hmm. when just going natural is a revolutionary act, you know. Something as simple as going natural is a revolutionary act in today's time.
Right. It's kind of like the 60s when the Afro was coming out. It's like, fight the power, you know, it's a revolution.
Now.
And here we are in 2015. And here we are, you know. So talk about the pageants that you do for girls with natural hair.
Well, I actually I have two different pageants. Mm-hmm. One of them is called the Little Miss Natural Pageant, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's for girls ages 3 to 16. And, of course, they have to have natural hair. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be judged on their hair, their formal attire, and their talent.
Good.
You know, and they win crowns and roses and gift bags. Our sponsor, the House of Cheatham, mm-hmm. They give us all these hair care products, and so everyone goes home with something, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's basically geared towards their natural hair. And it's also a cultural pageant, and so I do something called a libation.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty much a respect to your ancestors or mm-hmm. black figures that came before us.
Exactly.
You know, because I want them to not only love their hair, but love their culture.
Right. Love
because that's another thing mm-hmm. that we need to get our children in the habit of loving who they are historically as well.
That's right.
Because we didn't come from slavery.
That's right.
We come from so much more than that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The next pageant is the Miss Natural Beauty Pageant, and that's for older girls ages 17 to 24. Okay. It's still based on hair, it's based on culture, but you also have to do a community service project in order to be in that particular pageant.
I like that.
Yeah, I want it to be a part of culture, but I also want it to be community-based, and so I do require the girls to do something, to lead some kind of campaign or some kind of community project in order to be in the pageant.
Very important that a lot of our kids wouldn't go out and help an old lady across the street if they saw her.
Oh, my God. Don't
you know?
Get me started.
Yeah. So, you know, and we have to raise our kids up in community and being able to help and understanding that you may not have everything, but you're better off than somebody else and you need to get in there and help. And this is how we build our community and our love for our community.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of kids won't do it. Will not do it. You have to make them do it.
You have to make them do it, and you got to get them to appreciate why they're doing it.
Right.
You know, because you never know when you might need somebody else. Mm-hmm. So you want to go ahead and take the initiative and help somebody while you can.
That's right. So Little Miss Natural Pageant and then mm-hmm. the Miss Natural Pageant, right?
Mm-hmm. We had our interest meeting for Little Miss Natural earlier in June. Mm-hmm. The registration to end for the Little Miss Natural Pageant is actually July 25th.
Okay.
And we're having our interest meeting for the Miss Natural Beauty Pageant, which is for the older girls ages 17 to 24. And that's going to be on July 19th, mm-hmm. that's a Sunday, mm-hmm. from 1 to 2 p.m. on the second floor of Macy's in the community meeting room at Greenbrier Mall.
That's good. July 19th. Okay. July 19th. Okay.
Mm-hmm. From 1
Saturday?
To 2 p.m. at Greenbrier.
That's a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday. Okay. And what should the parents come prepare for? Do they need to bring anything?
You don't need to bring anything but yourself. You can bring your prospective contestant if mm-hmm. you like. We're going to have door prizes. We're going to have natural hair samples. And I'm going to let you know everything that you need to know about the pageant as far as talent, what you need to wear, what day it's going to be, where it's going to be at. It's going to be a lot of information pertaining to the pageant.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, what are the requirements? Because I don't want anybody to get it twisted. So what are the requirements, especially, well, for both? Because I'm sure there are some requirements for both.
Well, for the Miss Natural Beauty Pageant and the Little Miss Natural Pageant, it's for black girls of African descent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to have natural hair. Now, let me explain something, okay, because I get this question all the time, okay? When I say natural hair, I want to focus on that kink, that natural texture, that mm-hmm. curly texture. Mm-hmm. So you can't have any flat iron or blowout style, okay? I get that question a lot. No protective styles. You know, so if you have kinky twigs, you got to take them out. You know, mm-hmm. if it didn't grow out of your head, you know, you can't really qualify to be in the pageant. Okay.
Because it ain't natural, right?
You know, I want to focus on, you know, the hair that you grow out of your hair and the texture of mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I've seen girls at events that think that they can't qualify because they have a little short afro. You know, that's another thing is we think long natural hair is beauty, but we don't even look at the girls with short hair, and
that's
they're
right.
perfectly fine. They qualify just as much as a girl with a big afro puff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So as far as the hair go, you know, just no kinky twists, no flat iron. You know, we want to just focus on the hair.
Mm-hmm.
For your talent, you can do anything from singing, dancing. I had a girl one time, she did a Sister Soldier snippet to a step.
All right,
and it was awesome.
I love Sister
I was
Soldier.
Like, wow, she did a great, great job.
Creative, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And that's another thing that we're looking for, too, creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And then your formal attire. One thing that a lot of people like about the Miss Natural Nation pageants is it's actually pretty cheap. You don't have to go out and buy a big fancy smancy pageant dress. You can wear your Sunday dress
mm-hmm.
as long as it fits nice, it's clean, you know, and she walks really nice in it. Okay. And lastly, let's see, I think that's about it.
So are you the ones who are going to be contestants, are you going to work with them first so that you know, they know the etiquette of, first of all,
yeah.
the etiquette of pageants.
I do work with them. Yeah. I work with them. We have different meetings prior to the actual show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day before the show, we actually have a run-through. So they know how to come on and off the stage and all of that.
Okay. So you show them how to walk and how to do the tea and all that stuff as far as pageants?
Well, for the most part, I do. There's a lot of girls who come whose mothers, oh, they just know that their daughter is just cute stuff, and so they already got the walk down pat. But if anybody needs help, I am all for it.
Oh, my goodness. What do you do with the three-year-olds? I'm cute. 3 and 4 year olds, because they are just a bundle of energy. I would love to see that.
Well, usually the parent, you know, they'll help her walk through the stage, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes they get a little nervous. Some of them aren't nervous, but some of them, they do get a little nervous. And so we try to get the crowd to help them go ahead, baby girl, and get her to smile and wiggle around. You know, it's not really hard for the young girls.
Yeah, yeah. What, is it harder for the older girls, or is it middle school girls who are really shy?
I say the girls that are probably about ages 7 to 9.
Mm, those little preteens, yeah.
Yeah, I think those are the ones that are the most shy. You know, some of them, they've never really been on stage before.
Mm-hmm.
But when I don't like to play favorites. And so I always try to get the crowd to cheer for whoever comes on the stage because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I want all of the girls to have a great sense of self-esteem when they leave the pageant.
Right.
You know, I just want to have a great sense of self-esteem, great sense of image. I want it to be a great experience all around for all the contestants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is great because girls, that's the pre-tweens, they really have issues. But those middle school girls, they have some self-confidence issues.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
self-esteem issues that are really interesting.
I also have one other. You can go to www.missnaturalnation.com
mm-hmm.
to get all the information for the pageant. I also have one other thing on the website, which is the Little Miss Cuteness Contest. Okay. And that's just for anybody. You know, if you have a daughter who's not, you know, she's really, really shy, that's just another thing to expose her, to get you to say, hey, look how cute I am.
Yeah.
You know, look at my natural hair. That's another entity to, mm-hmm. you know, raise awareness for natural hair.
What age is that one for?
That's going to be ages 1 to 12.
Oh, okay. Okay. Who may not necessarily want to do the pageant thing, but.
Yeah.
But they can be
in the contest.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a lot going on with Miss Natural Nation, you know.
Exactly.
So, but if anybody's interested, they can go to the website and get all the information.
MissNaturalNation.com, Miss, M-I-S-S, NaturalNation.com. And again, the next meeting for the Big Girl Pageant, 17 to 24 years old, is July 19th, Greenbrier Mall, 1 to 2 p.m., correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, all right. We're looking forward to it. And, you know, parents, come on out, encourage your young girls. All of them are beautiful. And you're not looking for skinny girls or anything. You know, it's just whatever, right?
Yeah, it's interesting you said that because I just put a disclaimer on the website. You don't have to be pencil thin.
Mm-mm.
You know, again, this is about self-esteem and loving who you are. You know, you don't have to be cookie cutter perfect. You can be plus size. You can be slim. Whatever size it is, as long as you are a girl of African descent and you have natural hair, come on over.
Yeah, I love the confidence that I see in our full-size girls and our full-size women. Very confident.
Very
confident. I love that. I love that. Again, MissNaturalNation.com is where you need to go to get more information. The meeting will be Sunday, July 19th, 1 till 2 p.m. at Greenbrier Mall. Parents, we hope that you will come out to pageants and tell them the pageants are going to be in September, right?
Yeah. The actual show for the Little Miss Natural pageant is going to be Saturday, September 19th. And then the show for the Miss Natural Beauty pageant is going to be Saturday, September 26th.
All right. All right. So it's going to be a month of beauty, natural beauty. So we hope that you will get involved and get your daughters involved. Azah, thank you so much for joining us, Azah Shakura. And thank you for doing this for another branch of women to come into, you know, walk into their destiny and know that they matter and they're beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just got to do your part. Instead of talking about it, just do something about it.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.